great God of heaven for letting us salon to see another one of a day and almost coming to the close of another day. For we all know it's because in him we all live. We all move and we have our being. Without God, without Jesus, we are nothing. Certainly we are thankful for this day that the Lord has blessed us to be receivers of. There are no doubt many who were here on this time yesterday have been called home at this time. But we're so glad to see so many of you who have come tonight to share with us in the Word of God. It is our prayer that we might say something that will prick your heart, become a member of the body of Christ. And if you are a member of the body of Christ, we pray that we say something that might strengthen you on your journey toward heaven. Certainly, I just want to thank Brother James Williams for last night's fellowship and told me to order what I wanted to order. I did what he told me to do. So we certainly thank him for that and for that fellowship. Certainly, I thank Brother Thomas Malone for today for taking us out for lunch today. And as we talked, we found we had a whole lot of things in common. Children had the same occupation. Grandchildren, same aches and pains. And main thing I found out about him, both of us just old. Certainly glad to have Brother Garrett Sullen with us. He's my associate there at Collinsville Church of Christ. I'm glad he thought enough of me to drive up to be with us on tonight as well. Y'all ready? Romans chapter 5. Romans chapter 5. Beginning at verse number 7. Romans chapter 5. Begin at verse number 7. Here again, we ask that you repeat these verses after me. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die. Yet peradventure, for a good man, some would even dare to die. But God commended his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more than being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. High cost for a free gift. High cost for a free gift. Some in this world, maybe even in this audience tonight, think that the best things in life are free. I don't know about that, but I do know that the greatest gift in life, or of life, is free. To receive this free gift, one must first be in Christ Jesus. The Bible says to us in Romans chapter 6 and verse number 3, know you not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death. To be in Christ is to have your name placed in the Lamb's book of life. In Revelation 21 and verse number 27, the Bible says, and there shall no while enter into it anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life. We ought not tonight to neglect this great salvation, but rather take full advantage of what Jesus has so freely given to each and to every one of us. For again, the Bible says in Romans 6 and verse 23, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Those tonight that wish, those tonight that plan. Those tonight that obey and those that will follow God's plan and will go to heaven are those whom are sincere in their quest to get where Jesus is. Again, the Bible says in Matthew chapter 5 and beginning at verse number 3, blessed are the pure in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of God. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. But blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Y'all ought to say amen. Salvation is free. But there was a high cost for a free gift. Yes, it's free, but it cost so much. Salvation even cost God something. Salvation cost God his dearly beloved son. Because the Bible said God so loved us that he gave to us his only begotten son. That if we would believe in him, we should not perish, but we all can have eternal or everlasting life. Salvation cost the Lord, the God of heaven, his only begotten son. Is that all right? Not only that, salvation cost Christ Jesus something as well. In Ephesians chapter 1 and verse number 7, the Bible says, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. Therefore, Jesus had to purchase us with his blood, or the shedding of his blood. The free salvation for us cost Christ Jesus his precious blood. But listen tonight. Redemption is in the blood of Christ. Salvation, which is free to us, cost Jesus Christ his shed blood. The Bible says, in whom we found redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sin, Colossians 1 and verse 14. Not only that redemption, but there is also the forgiveness of sin. Redemption came by Jesus Christ. Yes, sir, and yes, ma'am. There is salvation. It's free, but it costs so much. Y'all got a little time tonight. In Acts chapter 10, you got your Bible with Acts chapter 10. And beginning at verse number 1, Acts chapter 10, begin at verse number 1. The Bible says that there was a certain man in Caesarea called Cornelius, a centurion of the band called the Italian band. The Bible says he was a devout man and one that feared God with all of his house, which gave much alms to the people, and he prayed to God always. The Bible says we ought to pray without ceasing. But Cornelius, according to this text, was a good man. But according to the text, Cornelius was not saved. Cornelius was a devout man, meaning that Cornelius was a religious man, but Cornelius was not saved. Cornelius feared God. Not only did he fear God, but the Bible says his whole house feared God. Meaning that Cornelius had reverence for God. Believed in the one God. But it still remained the same. Cornelius was not saved. Bible says he gave much alms or money or whatever to the people. He was a charitable man. But still, Cornelius was not saved. So therefore, in verse number 3. The Bible says Cornelius saw a vision, evidently about the ninth hour of the day, and an angel of God come to him and said unto him, Cornelius. And when he looked on him, the Bible said he was afraid and said, what is it, Lord? And he said to him, thy prayers and thine alms have come up as a memorial before God. Even we find that Cornelius was a praying man, but Cornelius was not saved. Now he says to him, send to Joppa and call for one Simon, whose surname is Peter. He said to him, he lodges, he's living. He's living with one Simon, who's a tanner, whose house is by the seaside. He shall tell thee what thou oughtest to do. Cornelius, if you want to move up a little higher for help, you need to send to Joppa and ask for Peter. He will tell the words that thou might be saved. You see, he couldn't have been saved already. Y'all missing it. He couldn't have been saved already because the angel told him he will tell thee what thou oughtest to do. Some folk teach that he hadn't been told or he did what it takes to be saved. It should be told thee what thou oughtest to do. Some folks say you ain't got to tell nobody nothing. But the angel that came from God said, send to Joppa for Peter. He's going to tell you what thou oughtest to do. When you get down to verse 22, the Bible says, and they said, Cornelius was a just man, one that feared God and of a good report among all the nations of the Jews. Am I right about it? And was warned from God by a holy angel to send for thee and to his house and to hear words of thee. Still not saved. He had to hear the word of God. He had believed what he heard. He had repented of it and said, Cornelius had to hear what he must do to be saved. In Acts 11 and verse number 13, the Bible says, and he showed us how he had seen an angel in his house, which stood and said to him, send me into Joppa and call for Simon, whose surname is Peter, who shall tell thee words whereby thou, not just you, not just you, Cornelius, and all thy house shall be saved. Therefore, what is it? What is it that one must hear to be saved? If Cornelius had to hear something, we need to know what it was that he heard to be saved. The Bible says Jesus Christ told his disciples in Mark 16 and verse 15 and verse number 16. He said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Preach how Jesus Christ died. Preach how Jesus Christ was buried in a borrowed tomb. Preach how Jesus Christ got up early on Sunday morning with all power in heaven and earth in his hand. If you preach that, you'll be preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Peter, you got to hear. Cornelius, you got to hear what Peter said to you that you might be saved on that last day. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. But he that believeth not, going to hell. I know y'all like to say it like that, but that's how it is. He that believeth not shall be damned. You can't go where they go that believe. There's a different place prepared for you. The Bible goes on to say, to teach us in Ephesians 2 and verse number 8 and verse number 9. He says, For by grace are you saved through faith. And that not of yourselves. Why? Because it is the gift of God. Am I right about it? It is a free gift, but it costs so much. It says, not of works, lest any man should boast. See, this salvation is not brought to pass by anything done by us. And therefore, no boasting is allowed. Am I right about it? Our salvation came by Jesus Christ. Therefore, we have no reason or no cause to boast. He who glorifies must not glory in himself, but must glory in the great God of heaven. There is no room at all of any man boasting of his own abilities, of his own power, as though he had done something or another that deserves salvation. We have done nothing that deserves salvation. It is by grace that we have been saved. I know some people think, God owe me something. Just because you come to Sunday morning Bible study every Sunday, just because you come to worship every Sunday morning. Just because you come to night service every Sunday night. Just because you come to Bible study and other folks in the church don't mean God owe you nothing. The Bible says you've only done that which was your duty to do. Cornelius was a good man. But Cornelius was not saved. No room to boast for us. Because salvation came by Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for you and for me. High cost for a free gift. Y'all said I had time. Romans 5, verse 6 through verse 8. Bible said, for when we were without strength, in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. Somebody says he might not come when you want him, but he's always on time. Am I right about it? The Bible says he died in due time. He died on time for the ungodly. For scarcely would a righteous man die. Yet peradventure would a good man would want even dare to die. I love everybody, but I tell you, I don't know whether I'll hang on a cross for you. I love everybody. I do something for you. I buy you some food to eat. I buy whatever you want. But if I'm going to hang on a cross, I don't know why I love you that much or not. But Jesus loved us enough to die on the cross. The Bible says, but God committed love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And many times we miss the part, the yet part. We know he died for, but we missed the yet part. The yet part means while we were still in our devilment, he died for us. It means while we were still living in sin, Christ died for us. It means while we were still cursing folk out, Christ died for us. While we were still lying, Christ died for us. While we were still committing fornication, Christ died for us. So all the stuff we've done in life, Christ died for our sins. Yes, sir. And yes, ma'am. Christ died and made salvation free. But he paid a high cost to allow us to have the opportunity to come to heaven. Is that all right? I want you to know tonight that I'm so thankful to God for giving his son Jesus that I might live. I love God with all my heart and my soul. I love him because he loved me enough to know I was living wrong, but yet he let his son die on my behalf. I'm right about it. Then when God got ready to send somebody down here to save us from our sins, he has given us, he had already given us the best that heaven had to offer. When God decided to send Jesus down to this old and cruel world, this old and mean world, he sent us the best that he had to offer. There wasn't nobody down here good enough to save us from our sins. Nobody good enough to go to the cross for you and for me. Nobody could carry that cross like Jesus did. Nobody could take that beating that Jesus took. Nobody took those licks that was meant for me like Jesus did. Nobody could go from judgment hall to judgment hall in a manner of peace and tranquility for me like Jesus did. Nobody could have taken that crown of thorns that was pressed down on his head that caused blood to run down his face like Jesus did. Nobody could have taken those nails driven through his right hand, driven through his left hand, driven through his feet like Jesus could. And sure enough, nobody could have stayed on that cross and took all those accusations that Jesus took and not have come down from it, but Jesus did. Yeah, salvation is free, but a high cost was paid. You see, in all of this, Jesus demonstrated this love toward us. You see,
in the times we're living in, even today, people are talking about what the world needs now is love. Love already been here. Love came a long time ago. But we just have a tendency to turn our back on love and go out and do what we want to. But when things get bad, then we talk about let's love one another. But Jesus told us a long time ago that we ought to love one another as Jesus, as my Father hath loved you. But his love was demonstrated toward us. He demonstrated what we call that agape love. He loved us in spite of us, in spite of how we live, in spite of how we talk, and in spite of how we carry ourselves, he still loves us. But we have what we call conditional love. You love me, I love you back. If you don't love me, I won't love you back. But in order to get to heaven, you got to love me no matter what. You can't hate me and get to heaven to save your life. So you got to love me anyhow. So there's nothing, nobody, anywhere, even in large church, can do to me for me to turn my back on God. You ain't got to love me. I'm going to love you anyhow. It just don't matter. Because, see, I'm looking to go to a higher place than right here. Yes, it's free. But that was a high cost. In Galatians chapter 1 and verse number 4, the Bible says, who gave himself for us, who gave himself for our sins. Listen, nobody could take the life of Jesus. He had to give it in order for us to be saved. Then now Jesus said, Lord, let this bitter cup pass me. He prayed about it. He said, but at the end, not my will, but thine be done. God, I'm going to do whatever it is that you want me to do because I'm your child. I go to cross for them. Let me tell you, I do whatever you have me to do. But let me tell you something else. Nobody can take your life and give your life to Christ Jesus. You have to give your life to Christ Jesus for yourself. Mama can't do it for you. Your daddy, he can't do it for you. Matter of fact, even grandma, she can't give your life to Christ. Grandpa can't do it. You have to give your life to Christ for yourself. We wish we could. I wish I could pray a whole lot of folk in the church. I could put them, say, let me give you God, let me give you this one life, that one life. I wish I could, but the Bible says, whosoever will, let him come. So you got to give Christ your life for yourself. Am I right about it? Christ Jesus is our Savior. He died that we might deliver us from this present evil world. And that according to the willing of God and the Father. You might remember the text of 1 John chapter 2 and verse number 2, where the Bible says, for he, talking about Christ, is the propitiation of our sins. And not for ours only, but all for the sins of the whole world. Christ in this text, it's called the propitiation for our sin. Here the Greek word used is alosmos. Christ is the propitiation. Because by his coming, becoming, our substitute, assuming our obligations, he expiated our guilt, or he covered up our guilt. By the vicarious punishment which he endured, he saves us from our sin. He came to pay a price that we couldn't pay. He took our sins and covered them up. But it took his life in order for that to happen. Say amen. Now, I'm not long. I'm on my way to my seat. My wife said that's a dangerous thing for me to say sometimes. But I'm on my way to my seat. I want you to know tonight that salvation is free. But it had a high cost for us to have that free gift. In Revelations chapter 21 and verse number 6, that there the Bible says, and he said unto me, John talking, it is done. I am Alpha and Omega, and the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. It's free. Then he said in Revelation 22 and verse number 17, and the Spirit and the bride say, come. Come and let him that hears, he says, come. You hear the word of God tonight, you ought to come. And let him that is athirst tonight come. And whosoever will, let him or let her take the water of life freely. It's free. But there was a high cost. This salvation is free to all. It is free to everyone, not just some elect few. It is free to all that will come and take salvation freely. Listen to me. Christ Jesus came that you could make a change. Because some people think they'll live wrong so long that they just can't change. That they think their life has no hope, they have no future, they have been so bad for so long. But listen, if Jesus Christ could save Saul, he can save you. Paul said, I was the chief of sinners. Y'all hear what I'm saying? That being Paul said, there was nobody bigger sinner than I was. He said, I was the chief of sinners. So if Christ can save Saul, or now who is Paul, he can save you. Is that all right? I'm so glad tonight that in elect few that God has chosen to give this free salvation. Because you know, if it was only for the good looking, I wouldn't make it in. If I'm so glad it ain't just for the educated. A lot of us wouldn't make it in. I'm so glad it ain't just for the swift of feet, because I sure enough wouldn't get in. Thank goodness salvation is not just for the young folk. That means we wouldn't get in, Bro Willie. I thank God that salvation is for everybody. It's a free gift. We just have to be willing to take the gift that God has offered to us. The Bible says, for the grace of God that bringeth salvation has appeared to all men. All means everybody. Am I right about it? This salvation, which is free to all, cost God something. It cost him his dear son. That's why we ought to love God and we ought to love Jesus Christ. Hereby the Bible says in 1 John 3:16, we receive the love of God because he laid down his life for us. And we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. We ought to do for others what he did for us. A mansion is in heaven. It's waiting for all of us that will follow Jesus Christ. Y'all missed that before. Right? That's a mansion waiting for all of us who will take the free gift of salvation, because therefore we can go to heaven. There's a mansion up there in heaven waiting for all that will follow after Christ Jesus. But you can't have it if you don't follow Jesus Christ. You can't have it if you don't do the will of the great God of heaven. And you can't have it if you do whatever you want to do in this life instead of serving God. You can't have it. Don't you remember? There was a time the disciples of Christ were walking along, or their mind was running, and Jesus knew what they were thinking, all that they weren't even talking about. But Jesus said to his disciples, let not your hearts be troubled. He told them, if you believe in God, believe also in me. He said, because in my Father's house, not just in a house, but in my Father's house, there are many mansions, am I right about it? He said, if it were not so, I would not have told you. I wouldn't have lied to you. And my Father's house has many mansions. He told him, I go and I prepare a place for you. And Jesus said, I'm coming again. And I'm going to receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Thomas, we call him Doubting Thomas sometimes. Lord, we don't know where you're going. And Lord, we don't know how to get there. Jesus said, I
am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father except by me. That's why I know you got to go through Christ. That's why I know you got to go through Christ by faith in Christ. It's in him that we get to heaven. Am I right about it? As I close. Yes, salvation. It's sure enough free. But Lord knows it cost Jesus his precious blood. Am I right about it? It's free. It's free. But it's left up to us whether or not we are willing to accept the free gift. It's free. All we have to do is come and take it or receive it. You need to pay anything for it. Jesus already paid it all. All you have to do is come and receive it. God didn't change us. God didn't charge us nothing for Jesus. But he gave him to us. He gave him to us that we might live. And do you know what? Do you know what? What also, we must give up something as well. But one, as a preacher, as an elder, I found out one of the hardest things for us to give up is self. The hardest thing for us to give up is self. My son and I were discussing worshiping, discussing fellowships and serving God and how to get members more excited about God, more excited about loving God. And he simply said to me, Carter says, Dad, one of the simplest things for a Christian to do is to come to worship. And they won't do that. And a long time ago, when those have been bitten by snakes, God told a servant to make a serpent, take a pole and make a serpent, and everybody looks up. We won't die from that bites for the snake. As old preacher said, some of them lays a low down folk wouldn't even look up and be saved. Listen, all I'm saying is the gift is free. And I go to heaven where Jesus is, it just looks like to me. I be willing to take the gift. Because Lord knows none of us want to go to hell. Huh? Let Brother Malone get up right now and cut this off. Some of y'all starts, what are you doing? And y'all said, I like, what you doing, Brother Malone? You ain't kidding about me preaching. Because you know when he cut it out, we're going to get hot in here. If you don't want me hot down here, Lord knows you don't want to go to hell. Because there the Bible said, go that way, the fire never goeth out. Nobody be cutting the air conditioner on down there. It's going to be hot. I like to say it's my shouldn't to say. Down there. I might took it the wrong way. But hell's going to be hot. So luck to me, you'll come take it. That free gift that God has to offer. The Bible said that Jesus said unto his disciples in Matthew 16:27, if any man come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Jesus even knows that the hardest thing for us to give up is self. Then the Bible said in Luke 14:25-27, and there was a great multitude with him. And he turned and said to them, if any man come unto me and hate not his father, hate not his mother and his wife and his children and brethren and sisters, yea, his own life also, he shall not be or cannot be my disciple. Meaning that you got to love them less than you love the Lord. I love my mama with all my heart. Lord, yes, I do. But my mama tell you, she can't get before Jesus Christ in my life. There again, I'm on my way to my seat. The Bible says, and whosoever will, or whosoever does not bear his own cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. The Apostle Paul wrote in Philippians 3:7, but what thing were gained in me? What I might have gained? What I might have profited? Those things I counted loss for Christ. He said, yeah, doubt I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus, my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss, he says, of all things, and do not count them but dung or but rubbish that I may win Christ. And I'll be found in him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith. Salvation.
This salvation is free.
If you love the Lord,
then the salvation can be yours. The Bible says in John 14 and verse 21, he that hath my commandments and keepeth them is he that loveth me.
And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him.
Jesus said a long time ago, if you love me, you will keep my commandment. That's a necessary inference in that scripture. If you don't love me, you won't keep my commandment. You just won't do it. Oh, I love the Lord. Sometimes I want to say you lied. But I know some folks can't take that. When Jesus called them hypocrites and snakes and vipers. But sometimes folks take offense to that. If you love the Lord, you will do what the Lord says. It's plain and it's simple. Jesus said, if you love me, if you love what I did for you, if you love how I shed my blood on the cross for you, you will keep my commandment. Brother Ross, I will obey and become a member of the Church of Christ, but I already been baptized. If you love me, keep my commandments. I would be a member of the church, but I already been sprinkled or poured. If you love me, keep my commandment. He that believeth and is baptized into the Church of Christ shall be saved. There isn't but one church. You don't have a choice. Christ built but one church. Be here tomorrow night, I'm going to prove that to you. He built but one church. That's my whole lesson, is only one church. You cannot be saved in any other. It's all through Christ Jesus. There's, the salvation is in no other than Jesus Christ. Christ paid the price. He paid a high cost for it. But the gift to us, salvation, is free. And Lord knows a lot of us like free things. So don't you want to go to heaven? It's free. Matter of fact, when Jesus come back, there ain't no plane ticket to be purchased. You can ride back with him. Because that's what I intend to do. I'm going to ride back with him. Because I want to go to heaven. The gift is free. Are you willing tonight to accept the free gift that Jesus Christ has died for, that you might be saved from your sins? If you are here tonight and you're not a member of the blood-bought church, the church that Christ Jesus died for, it is my prayer. You've heard the word tonight. It is my prayer that you will believe that which you have heard, how Jesus Christ was nailed to the cross, buried, and rose the third day. That is my prayer, that you will repent of your sin, make it in your mind right where you are sitting. I'm not going to live like this anymore. I'm not going to commit sin anymore. I'm going to give my life to Jesus Christ. Then make that noble confession that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. Then you ask the question, are you willing tonight to be baptized for the remission of your sin? You ask for that in the affirmative, we'll baptize you tonight. Water already red, clothes red. You don't have to get wet. You don't have to worry about being wet and going home wet. We take care of you tonight. And I know some folks said, I heard the first time, and I think I ought to wait a while. Wait a while might be too long. If you believe it tonight, you ought to obey it tonight. We'll stay right here with you and greet you into the body of Christ. If you are here, you are a member of the body of Christ, but you have not lived right. You allow the devil to push you off track. You tell him to get behind me, Satan. I'm going back to the Lord. Recommit your life to him and come to him and work out your soul salvation. If Sam needs a prayer tonight, you can make that request known as well. We'll pray for you and we'll pray with you. That God will bless you with the things that you stand in need of. It is my prayer that you come right now. We're all together standing to sing the song that have been chosen by the leader. Why don't you come tonight? Why don't you come tonight?
The burdens you share.
Do you know? Do you know the Lord tonight? Do you know I'm going to pardon on your sins? If you don't know the Lord, you ought to come tonight and give him your life. Won't you come to Jesus? He giving you all this time, this plan right now, that you may come and come to him. Do you know Jesus tonight? Not just reading about him in your Bible. Do you know him because he has died for your sins and you have obeyed the gospel of Jesus Christ? Do you really know the Lord? Do you really know him? He's a blessing to you. He's merciful to you. He's been gracious to you. You ought to be willing to give your life to him. After all, he gave his for you. You ought to come to him tonight and stop letting the devil tell you put it off for another day or another week. All he wants you to do is keep putting it off. Because he knows Bible. He knows one is old morning, a shout from heaven is going to come, a trumpet is going to sound, and time shall be no more. If you are not in Christ then, it'll be too late to try to get in. Because we shall be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. It is my prayer that you will come, and come right now. We'll sing another standard of this song. Why don't you give your life to him tonight? Why don't you come tonight? He's paid for your salvation. It's free. Why don't you come? Why don't you come? Why don't you come? Do you know him? My Jesus, do you know? Let me see it.
Thank you, Brother Rawls, for such.